my senior year, just before an Arkansas State football game, man, going through really a lot in my life, honestly, and someone mentioned that there was a chapel service. So I thought, hey, why not?
Isn't it interesting how God can grab our attention right when we least expect it? I'm Steve Douglas, and Dave Short tells us of the time he realized his need for God.
And in between my freshman and sophomore year, my head football coach, Ray Dempsey, had a radical conversion to Christ. When I came back to football practice, Dempsey was totally different. So I just began to watch him. Well, he started this Fellowship of Christian Athletes chapter. And so every once in a while, I'd kind of sneak in and sneak out just to catch a glimpse of what it was all about. But my senior year, just before an Arkansas State football game, man, going through really a lot in my life, honestly, and someone mentioned that there was a chapel service. So I thought, hey, why not? You know, man, the man upstairs might give me a little good luck, a little angel dust.
Dave's fear of the unknown is what really got his attention.
But all of a sudden, I had this fear of going to hell. I couldn't get away from it. I couldn't wait till the meeting was over. And I was about ready to try to get out of that room. And one of the football players reached out his hand to shake it. But he didn't. He just grabbed it and held on to it. And all of a sudden, I found myself in a circle of guys, and they started praying. I said, man, I've never prayed before in my life, except when I was drunk, you know, a couple times. And I thought, oh, what am I going to do? A long story short, I panicked, not knowing what to do. And I just basically cried out for help. I said, God, I'm a mess. And something powerful happened to me that day. And I've never been the same. After that event, the Lord began to really burden me with the need to reach people like myself on the college campus.
Like Dave, drawing from your own past experiences can really pave the way for you to reach out and lead people to Jesus Christ.